This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taos, this is your jingle. How long did this take you to put together?
Maybe a day.
Yeah? Like a whole day?
I guess not.
How many hours?
A couple hours. I had the beat in my head, and then I just needed to transfer it to music.
When did you figure out you learned how to do these things? Like, that's not an easy thing to do.
I had written music when I was in high school for a little while, just for, like, you know, my own expression purposes. Maybe when I was... when I started to learn the glockenspiel in band.
The what?
Because that later...
The what? What is it?
You ever heard the little... It sounds like... You know, the Tinkerbell sounding thing? Like, ding, 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 you know? I don't know how to explain it, but like, yeah, it's a mallet percussion instrument that's metal and has a real high pitched sound. But all your mallet percussion is like a piano; all the notes are pretty much structured the same. So when I learned how to play those mallet percussion instruments, I learned the piano, and from the piano, I learned different, chords and triads and things and. Mm. I just, played around with it, and I felt after a while that I obtained a talent for it.
How many instruments can you play?
Two, piano and drums.
You can't play guitar?
I tried to experiment with the bass because I love bass instruments. I love the bass instrument, but I can't play it. I can't. I don't finger those notes well.
Mm. Yeah.
Sure, Crowley would be laughing at that right
now.
He
would be. He would be. I tried hard right now.
Yeah, you're keeping a straight face.
Yeah, I am. That's an interesting talent. Like, I mean, I just, I can't, that doesn't work. I'm not in sync of that, the musical, I'm not musically inclined.
My family's very musically gifted, I would say.
Did you have a music class in school?
I did.
In high school?
Yeah. And also went to a jazz camp at Duquesne University for 2 years.
Did you?
Really harnessed my skills.
Was it like band camp?
Yeah, it was like a week. You stayed there in dorms and... Well, I didn't stay because
it was
I
like
live
band
right here,
camp.
But yeah, people who came out of out of state and stayed in the dorms, and we did music for a whole day, yeah, with some professionals from the area. Is that funny?
Because so you're trying to tell me like the jazz camp was like band camp.
Yeah.
Okay. Same things that went on in band camp went on in jazz camp, basically.
No, actually, I wouldn't say that because it's not a marching band. We were inside, and it was more like there were times where we were being instructed along with learning how to play things, and then there was a concert at the end of the week that we got to demonstrate the skills that we learned. So it wasn't, marching around.
You didn't demonstrate the skills that you learned at jazz camp?
I think I did. I played in a concert. I think there's a video of me, actually.
Was it co-ed?
Yeah.
That's how band camp is, too.
I screwed up the brakes, by the way. We need to get out in, 2 minutes.
Okay. So I obviously take it that you've never seen the movie American Pie.
No.
Yes, band camp. If you have some time, look up band camp American Pie in your off time, and you'll see why I was laughing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.